6.
Item 6, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization of payment for the DAS economic development expenditures allocated in the 2014 Milwaukee County Adopted Operating Budget. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Good morning. Teague Whaley-Smith, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. Is it possible to turn on the screen? Alexis, do you have the remote there? Thank you.
China, did you go to?
Item 6.
All right. So I appreciate the opportunity here. Historically, there have been several memberships and or contributions to joint programming that has been part of the economic development budget. And we've talked about these sort of as an ad hoc basis. For example, when we talked about workforce development and we wanted to ensure that all of the funds that we were contributing were going directly to organizations that are doing that work, I had talked about a $10,000 membership fee that we're paying at other parts of our budget. During the budget process, we talked about Visit Milwaukee and the Railroad Consortium and some others. There was a, as part of sort of the new reality we are in with a different format of the budget, as well as conversations about whether things are grants or contracts or whatever the case may be, the Comptroller's Office asked for a separate resolution to be approved by this board. So these are all budgeted expenses. Most of them have been incurred by the county before for the work that these groups do that benefits economic development in Milwaukee County. So I wanted to walk through each of those with you, and I think it's a good exercise so that we can be on the same page about what groups we are working with. So there are eight different organizations that are part of both our membership and advertising line items. The first is the Milwaukee Area Workforce Funding Alliance. I won't spend a lot of time on this one. We had lots of conversation about putting our funds through the Workforce Funding Alliance, and I'm happy to report that that strategy has worked because $150,000 of the federal matching funds, which we had access to, are going to go to WRTP, which is the vendor that we had great success with for Ready to Work. Part of that is covering some of the administrative costs outside of the direct grant dollars that we are putting in. And to do that, we have allocated $10,000 in our budget to pay for that. The second is the Milwaukee 7 initiative. This has been a very powerful tool for what's going on in the 7-county area, including Milwaukee County. I just wanted to quickly go over the January 2014 report so that you know that what we are jointly working on with Milwaukee 7. There are 9 strategies, one of which was mentioned here already. Strategy 1 is to become a leader, an innovator, producer, and exporter of products and services related to energy, power, and controls. Strategy 2 is to become a global hub for water technology. Strategy 3 is to leverage the region's geographic supply chain and human capital for a food and beverage cluster. 4th is to enhance the export capacity and capability of the region. This one's particularly important to me in light of the work that we just talked about, the workforce development, is to align workforce development with growth opportunities and targeted high potential industry clusters. This is where the marriage happens between those that are working on increasing the overall pie and also making sure that that pie is helping attack some of the unemployment situations that are happening in our community. So I've been very excited to work on that one. Foster a dynamic, richly networked, innovative innovation and entrepreneurship ecosystem. Catalyze economic placemaking in the region's core cities and strategic locations. Modernize regional infrastructure to enhance efficiency, cost effectiveness, and connectivity. And finally, enhance interjurisdictional cooperation and collaboration for economic growth. I know as part of the public comments, Tim Sheehy from MMAC, which is the convening agency for the Milwaukee 7, is here as well. Erotropolis, this is also an economic development strategy. Many on the board are more familiar with the history on this one than I am, but essentially the concept is to, and Erotropolis is an urban development that defines its borders by its proximity to transportation networks, typically an airport, instead of traditional borders, city, county, and state. The model is being used in new development around the world, and in those instances, the Airtropolis is typically far away from urban centers. In Milwaukee, it's happened a bit more organically, and I know that Tom Rave is here from Airtropolis if there are any questions for him. Visit Milwaukee. This is all about bringing tourist dollars to the area. We're in a unique situation for Milwaukee County. We have sort of a double benefit, which is the overall benefit for the economy in Milwaukee County, but also the advertising that Visit Milwaukee does for several of our county-related entities, including the zoo and others. This is their annual report, and just quickly, last year in Milwaukee County, total tourism business sales grew 4% to over $3 billion. Total tourism employment grew to 30,000 full-time positions with more than $1 billion in labor income. That's not possible without the phenomenal work of Visit Milwaukee. One of the great things that they did last year was they drew more than 500 meeting planners. There's a, believe it or not, the meeting planners have a convention, and they got that convention to Milwaukee, and the estimated economic impact of that meeting alone and the meetings that get booked after that is $3.9 million. East Wisconsin County's Railroad Consortium. I have to say, initially, I was very skeptical of this one, so I went out to Dodge County to talk to some of our partners that are also part of the consortium. The consortium does not have staff. It's not an organization in that regard. It does have a board where there are county board members from each county that are placed on that. It's a matching fund to fix the interconnectedness of the freight rail system in and around Milwaukee County. So there have been several upgrades in the northern connections around Milwaukee County to connect freight. These are old lines that previously could only go 10 miles per hour. Because of our contributions, continued contributions with the other county and the state matching funds, those are upgraded so that freight system can go 90 miles per hour. And that is going to be our connection for freight for a lot of our companies that don't have full trains. If you have enough product to ship that's on a full train, it goes through a different network that's not owned by the state. It's owned by the larger railroads directly. This system is owned by the state and only gets upgraded through the work of the state and the consortium. The final three are new. They're smaller dollar amounts combined. They're about $4,000. And they're really to provide us access as staff to training and certifications and other connectedness to economic development that is happening throughout the country and locally. So the International Economic Development Council is something that we joined, and we are interested in having each of our employees become certified economic development professionals, which involves a series of courses that will be taken locally. We're not paying for air travel to go to these different training courses. We'll attack the ones that are local to provide our staff with that certification. And the local partner for that is the Wisconsin Economic Development Association, which sponsors many of those classes and by being members provides a discount to that training. And then the final is the CEO for Cities, which is less about the traditional tools of economic development, which is were the last two, and really about forward thinking about how do we do things better. What does the new era of economic development look like? So we partnered with several foundations and other municipalities to jointly join the CEO for Cities. One of the really key things that they have is a data program called City Vitals, which is an annual report that they produce, just one example, about talking about the four core areas of urban development, being attracting talent, being innovative, being a connection, connected city, and a distinctive city. There are actually data measures that can be used to measure that. So those are the groups that we are a part of. We're happy to provide any detail or update on any of those. I know several of these entities are here as well.
And we'll go to the entities that are here and allow them to come up and make additional statements, starting with Tim Sheehy from Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Mr. Sheehy.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Teague did a great job, I think, with an overview of the strategies for Milwaukee 7. And for those of you who are not familiar, The Milwaukee 7 is a regional collaboration that started in 2005. It's funded about 85 to 90% by the private sector and 15% by the seven counties, the city of Milwaukee, and there's some state resources. But bottom line, the goal of this organization is to put the region in a position where it can attract and help companies in the region that are expanding. And I don't want to go over the great overview that Teague gave you, so what I have for you is a one-page, what I would call a scorecard or a bottom line from the results of those strategies. And I'll be happy to answer any questions, but what you have in front of you is the performance measures that we use from the specific projects that the Milwaukee 7 team is engaged in, all of which is a work product that's a result of activating those strategies that Teague went through. And so if you follow through, you can see on the top line the jobs that are projected by the companies that we're working with, and then importantly over time the actual jobs that are created, the payroll attributable to those, the average wage. We work with companies that provide family-supporting jobs. We want to attract jobs here that pay more than the average or median wage in the region. And then you see the inducement from those jobs in terms of the indirect jobs. So when we bring a company in from Spain like Ingeteam that locates in the Menominee Valley, it was a Spanish manufacturer. It has no supply chain, so they need to develop a supply chain, and they have about 36 suppliers now from throughout the seven-county region. So that's the kind of example for induced jobs that I would talk about from the economic activity. Then you can see the total of the direct and indirect jobs, the payroll attributable, and the capital investment that's pledged. To bring this closer to home, I think since the beginning of 2013, we have 17 wins or projects, as we call them. Nine of those were placed in Milwaukee County. They account for about 715 jobs and a payroll of about $16 million with an attendant capital investment of about $16 million. So with that brief introduction on my part to the results, I'd be happy to answer any questions. Milwaukee County is a founding partner of the Milwaukee 7 and greatly appreciate not only the time and the treasure, but the talent of people like Teague and others who have worked on this.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Executive Sheehy, would you talk about the Business Council and briefly talk about the Business Council and how jobs are being generated for those who live in the central city,
sure.
I mean, the inner city of Milwaukee. I'm 63 years of age, and I remember when I was 17 and 18 concerned about economic growth and jobs in our central city, in our inner city, and in some senses, not a lot has we've gone back,
yeah.
We've regressed as opposed to going forward. So I would like to hear something about your efforts, either through the Business Council or through the MMAC as a whole, to get people from the central city out to jobs wherever they are, whether they're in the suburbs, the outer reaches of Milwaukee County, or even in other counties.
Yeah, clearly, and you're correct, Supervisor Johnson, clearly if you look at any national base of statistics, Milwaukee does not rank very high or fare very well when it comes to the number of minority startups, the number of minority-owned businesses per capita, the employment in those areas, and so that's an ongoing challenge. I think that as it relates to the Milwaukee 7, our job is to present a compelling case for the region. The companies identify the locations that are most advantageous to where they can do their business. I would cite Ingeteam and its location, just to stay with an example that I talked about a little bit, in the Menominee Valley, of drawing from the Hispanic community, not exclusively, but in particular because of the location. They were attracted to that area from that perspective. If you look at the item on the bottom, which is the Foreign Immigrant Investor Program, which is an outgrowth of the work that the Milwaukee 7 did, it basically attracts revenue from non-U.S. residents. If they can show the creation of 10 jobs directly, they get a permanent resident status visa for themselves and their families. Our interest in the program, and it sounds a little complicated, but our interest in the program is that the city of Milwaukee, and in fact most of Milwaukee County, qualifies as an economically disadvantaged region to attract that kind of investment. So we've attracted almost 500 individuals who've invested almost $250 million and created almost 5,000 jobs. The reason I'm drawing on that line is that about $76 million of that has gone into the development of the Pabst project downtown and just by the county grounds. The TBC, as you know, the Business Council, is made up of a group of African American and other minority business leaders focused on helping companies partner with larger companies in the region and provide through a minority supply chain opportunities for growth. While I think that's been effective and we're close to $200 million in revenue for those companies, it's clearly not satisfactory in terms of the progress that we've made, and there's a lot more work that we need to do. I won't sit here before you and tell you we have this one fixed or finished. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more work that has to go into it, and we're open to ideas.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other questions for Mr. Sheehy? No. Supervisor Reaney?
I was just interested in the foreign investor program. It sounds a lot like the EB-5 program.
You know it well, then. It is the EB-5. It usually, when I say that, people look at the ceiling and don't know what I'm going to talk about. So,
okay.
Yes, that is the EB-5 program.
Indeed. Fantastic. Thank you.
The resolution that's before us talks about a contribution to MMAC, and yet you're giving us information about Milwaukee 7.
Yeah.
Are those not two different organizations?
Milwaukee 7 is a collaboration of the seven counties. MMAC is the, let's call it the fiscal agent. So we receive the funds, but the funds are actually dedicated and deployed for the activities and the staff of the Milwaukee 7, which are housed in our office and are on the payroll between the Milwaukee Development Corporation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, and MMAC. So funds come in to either entity, but they're earmarked and deployed specifically for the work and the staff of the Milwaukee 7. So this is not used for MMAC activities, if that's helpful.
It might have been better for us to have identified that.
Madam Chair, and so the actual check gets cut to MMAC, and so that's why the resolution was drafted in the resolution clause to be MMAC. In the actual whereas clauses, it talks about the Milwaukee 7 program. That's what this is dedicated for. This is a new process for all of us, so I apologize if it wasn't as clear as it probably should have been. It'll be a good exercise for the budget season that's right around the corner. But MMAC is the fiscal agent. That's who the check goes to. That's how the resolution was drafted. The programming that we're attached to is Milwaukee 7.
Was this last year? This was in the county executive's budget, I believe, the prior year.
Madam Chair and Supervisors, we're trying to research that at this point. Because this wasn't part of a separate Legistar file, it's difficult to track how long these contributions have been going on, where exactly in the budget that they were. We do have the funds allocated in the economic development budget to cover this. We had the conversation again for 2015 for the next one, Visit Milwaukee. Okay, where is Visit Milwaukee going to be this time? Is it RAC? Is it an economic development? So I don't have a detailed history of that.
My historical memory is the MMAC membership was in the county executive's budget, and this year the budgetary funds that you're discussing here were just earmarked for economic development. I believe that's what the budgetary history is.
It could very well be.
Right. We do have another blue card. So before we get too far down that, Supervisor Schmidt. Okay.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, thank you. And I know Mr. Sheedy is, Mr. Ray is here, but I wanted to, the funding on the different areas, we have always funded Visit Milwaukee in the budget. I think we've done, the railroad consortium. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to remember, you know, these are line items like 10,000. So are we adding to what we previously put in, and or specifically going under economic development, obviously? So, you know, in the budgeting process, I'm just looking forward to it.
Thank you, Supervisor. So, again, being a year into here, the only comparison I have is what was in the 2013 budget we placed in the 2014 budget. The new items that we added were the first one, the Milwaukee Area Workforce Funding Alliance, given the matching relationship, and then the last three trade organizations. The other four were in the 2013 budget at the same dollar amounts.
This Milwaukee was 25. I thought it was less than that. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that's correct, although they were specifically identified and under different org units.
Org units, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Supervisor Johnson, you've been around there
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
All right. Okay. We do have another card, so why don't we bring up Visit Milwaukee. Dana Jones is here. Mr. Rave, were you planning to speak at all? Just fill out a blue card if you're going to. Okay, you do have one.
Good morning. I'm Dana Jones, Director of Finance and Administration with Visit Milwaukee. Thank you for allowing me to be here and speak about our partnership with Milwaukee County, and I apologize, our CEO is over at City Council today doing a presentation. Our partnership dates back quite a few years with the county, actually I know at least to 1989. We've been in business for 47 years and really appreciate the funding from the county. Our funding's actually gone down over the years, so the $25,000 level has been intact for quite a few years. I know we used to be in non-departmental, I think, budget units, and we moved to economic development a few years ago. What we do, we are a 501c6 nonprofit organization. We are a membership organization that represents over 600 industry partners in the greater Milwaukee area. And our mission is to market the greater Milwaukee area as the destination of choice for conventions, events, and leisure travel, thereby increasing the economic impact of tourism. And as Teague was showing you before, our tourism numbers come out in the spring. They're released from Governor Walker's office. And we can drill those down to Milwaukee County. And he did already mention we had over $3 billion in business sales from outside visitors to the Milwaukee area in 2013. Again, translates into 30,375 full-time jobs in our tourism industry here in Milwaukee County. Labor income of $1 billion, and more importantly as well, it raises $211 million in state and local taxes for the Milwaukee area. We at Visit Milwaukee are measured by convention room nights. Leisure is a little bit harder to track, and in 2013, we hosted 288 conventions, which brought 582,000 people into Milwaukee to leave their dollars here in the hotels, the restaurants, county attractions, and facilities. And that estimated economic impact for 2013 was $121 million. We generated 231,000 room nights, so really focused on bringing that outside dollar into our community. As for the partnership with Milwaukee County, it is a traditional membership. We are a membership-based organization, so we represent 19 of the county facilities and attractions. Through our website, through our digital marketing, I gave you packets that have samples. That's not everything we do, but a brief sample of what we do. And we really market outside the county. So we are focused very heavily in the Chicago market, Northern Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, as well as nationally and internationally. So we're kind of your outside marketing and sales arm, if you will. We do that through traditional marketing and digital marketing. So in the examples that I brought, you will see your basic county listings for the county facilities, but we really go above and beyond with the county. We'll do content marketing, feature articles on our website. We feature the county heavily, as well as links to the airport, the domes, the art museum, again, all of those facilities. We get about 725,000 visitors to our website every year, so a great impact, again, for the county on bringing those new visitors in. A few highlights. In 2014 through 16, we paid for a Discover Wisconsin television episode. It just aired this past weekend, actually, and that'll be repeated. It also covers radio spots and website presence, and it features Milwaukee County parks. So a nice opportunity, again, to promote the parks to our outside visitors. We also just released our summer campaign, which is on our website. It is digital. It is radio spots. We did a takeover in the Chicago market last week, and it features family-friendly fun very heavily. So we focus on the Milwaukee County Zoo, on the domes, again on the parks, the free music series in the parks. And then our fall campaign that we release in the fall as well focuses on the arts, so getting people inside to those museums, Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, those types of fall activities. We also send out a leisure newsletter to 85,000 subscribers every month. That leisure newsletter continues to grow, so it brings additional marketing and PR for the county. We have a geocaching tour that we produced about a year and a half ago that really focuses again on those parks, and we get visitors from far and wide that take that opportunity to visit the geocaching. We do social media support. There's examples of that again in your packet. We produced a Milwaukee County Parks video that is hosted on our website. We have 271 images from county facilities that are on our new image gallery. We share that with the media, with travel writers, meeting planners, and the general public. And then we also produce an experience card that is in your packet, and I apologize that it's a void. It's really, we share that with our convention delegates, so they have to be outside the zip code of Milwaukee County. We, again, it's to drive new visitors to those facilities. Trade show representation, as we travel throughout the country, our sales team and our leisure team promotes, again, Milwaukee County facilities. Just last year, we were asked by General Mitchell International Airport to attend a World Routes trade show. It'll be held again this year in Chicago. We bring our staff, we bring our trade show booth. It's an expensive booth to ship, but we bring it down to promote the airport. Obviously, all of our travelers and our convention delegates travel through that airport. And then we do additional targeted promotional and marketing campaigns for different events held in county facilities throughout the year, such as Milwaukee Art Museum's Kandinsky exhibit. This summer, we've done Summer of China in the past, support of the PGA tours when they're at the golf courses, Domes Music Under Glass, whatever the county may ask us for assistance with in promoting. And then public relations support. We do have a PR team that works with travel writers and media throughout the country. We will actually make active pitches. We send press releases on behalf of county facilities and attractions. When they come into town, we take them about. We build itineraries for them. Again, there's an example in your packet. In the last year, including 2014, we had over 90 articles produced, and these are web-based, print, or news, with a circulation of over $43 million and earned media of $3 million. So get a lot of positive press there, again, for the county. We actually had a National Geographic writer in the spring, so like hosting those folks. And then on the convention sales support side, our sales team sells county facilities as off-site venues, so they'll take meeting planners to those facilities for their meetings or for their after-hours socials. A couple examples of that is Moose International that was here last year. They used the Art Museum for a high-level donor dinner event that they had. USA Triathlon that I think we're all familiar with that uses the county parks. They'll be back again this year. They're looking at hosting another year, and we garner a lot of national media attention with that group as well. And then AVP Milwaukee Open. And again, these are just a few examples that uses Bradford Beach. Those are the direct efforts of our sales team that bring those groups to town. So again, just a sampling of what we do. We also have four county employees on our board. So there are two appointed positions. Teague is one of them who serves on our board, as well as Harold Mester from the airport, and then four others from county facilities as well. So thank you for allowing me to tell you all the great things Visit Milwaukee does for the community and the county and county facilities.
And we all receive the Visit Milwaukee folder with the information. So good summary. Thank you very much. We're going to go on to Tom Rave.
Thank you.
Aerotropolis.
Thank you, excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Thank you, Mr. Whaley Smith, for letting us know about this. Thanks to the county for the support last year, and we hopefully will be beneficiaries of support this year. I learned about this situation on Thursday, and just as I've been sitting and watching and listening, it's interesting to me, if you look at all of these, they're around economic development, and this committee is even economic development. And in our urban society, particularly, there's so many problems that need much more short-term solutions, and there's such a focus on short-term things. It can often be difficult to take a look at what's happening in the big picture and say, okay, how are we going to do things in the future? So in 2030, this region is competitive for businesses to locate in, to stay here and to locate in, because that's where the jobs will come from. So interestingly, Aerotropolis Milwaukee is really the brand name for Milwaukee Gateway Aerotropolis Corporation, which was formed in 2009. In our foundation document, we have five goals. One of them is to support the M7 economic development efforts. So in looking at nine strategies, Tim, that M7 has, so I was looking at those. At least four of them rely on good transportation for them to be successful. Some of the questions you're asking about how do we get human beings back and forth to work relies on good transportation to be successful. The key in the future, I mean, there's some things that have really changed in our society that impact all of us, so we really have to look at the future. In the second half of the 20th century, when this country came out of World War II, the United States became the big dog in the world. Population grew. When population grows, your economy is going to grow. It almost happens as a matter of circumstance. Well, that trend is kind of slowed. Even if you look at population changes in our region, they're relatively flat. And so you get back to jobs, how many people are working? There are fewer people working. So what do you do to stimulate economic development and activity? So as we've evolved in looking at this whole situation, and we've come to realize just how important transportation is. In fact, development will follow transportation. If you give me a few minutes, if you look at how Milwaukee got started originally, there are three rivers that came together in a natural port in Lake Michigan. Basically, economic trade took place because of the transportation, human beings coming there and doing that. Milwaukee was bigger than Chicago. Okay, that changed when railroads came along. And very simply, 100 miles south of where we're located is a more efficient place for rail transit, rail activities to occur to serve not only the region, but to be the connecting spot for the whole country. I've heard up to one out of two train cars in the country are in that region down there. So we can't change geography, okay? So over time, Midway Airport ran out of room. It was surrounded, so the city of Chicago then built O'Hare. It was out further west. They were fortunately smart when they built the interstate system in the 50s and 60s to put commuter rail right along the interstate highway, so that works. What's happening recently is the world's largest intermodal rail hub is on the southwest side of metropolitan Chicago. And the Illinois Department of Transportation is now purchasing land for South Suburban Airport, which is about 15 miles from that intermodal rail hub, and it's close to I-55, it's close to I-57, close to I-80. There's a project going on called the Ileana Expressway, which is going to connect those to I-65 in Indiana. So if you just say, okay, in 2030, if you're looking where to locate a business, especially if it's going to be manufacturing, if you think about manufacturing, is moving materials in, doing your manufacturing, shipping them out, be it for exporting, which is one of Adam Seven's growth, that all relies on efficient transportation capabilities and from a competitive standpoint, them being very cost effective. A broader thing that's taking place that we're participating in also is the Alliance for Regional Development. I'm not sure this is gets some press locally, but it's the federal government is watching this closely because three states are involved. It's 21 counties. It's counties in northwest Indiana, all of Metro Chicago, and six counties in southeastern Wisconsin. So we're participating in that on the transportation and logistics working team, where the first task we're doing is going to identify all the transportation assets in these 21 county regions. Okay, then let's see how the connections are. Where are the congestion? How can we use these assets better without investing more money? Because frankly, it's going to be challenging for this country to invest more money in the future. If you go look at page 172 of the proposed federal budget, you will see forecast declines based as a percentage of gross domestic product going for, just, there's interesting, there's two categories that are non-mandatory. The mandatory ones are the social programs. One is defense, the other is everything else, including education, is going to go down over the next 10 years. So this is a matter of competition. So where are we, what areas are going to be able to get money for the federal government to invest in, and maybe the state invest in, and everything else? So the whole situation we are in here is really changing. So how do we get at that? Number one. One thing that's going on now is you may be familiar also with the Transform Milwaukee Project, which is a project of WIDA. And there are five entities, all basically in the city of Milwaukee, with one exception. The other four areas are Menominee Valley, Century City area, the Riverworks area, the Inner Harbor area, and then the Aerotropolis effort. Wyman Winston, who is executive director of WIDA, serves on our board of directors, and he included this. And in this one, we can go across the city limits of Milwaukee. And Milwaukee, we've learned that our airport, we really have a unique situation here in that in the U.S., we have five municipalities that actually touch our airport. And that's unusual anywhere else. So other areas, when they can go to do economic development around the facility, it can happen more easily. So we have an interlocal cooperation agreements have been signed by eight municipalities. We have a planning committee that's going on that's coordinating
with Grafe, who is the lead consultant on the Transform Milwaukee project in Aerotropolis, to try and begin doing economic development efforts in and around the airport. So this includes Milwaukee Regional Business Park, what may go on at the airport itself, et cetera. So this is really a strong emphasis on collaboration, saying, hey, we've all had these ways we've grown up, these boundaries that have been separated, how things have gotten done, have to slowly break down. And we just have to do it. It's got to be driven by efficiency. How can we get more efficient and how we're going to perform better so our area can be a good area in which to locate in the future? So those are the one final thing on Transform Milwaukee is we have initiatives talking about governance in total around our transportation assets in southeastern Wisconsin. One of the participants on that is from a company called Parsons Brinkerhoff, which is in Washington, D.C. They consult in Aerotropolis efforts around the world. So it's really good to bring somebody in who sees what's going on elsewhere, can take a look at our area, and say, here's some issues we have to sit down and talk about to really look at the future. So in 2030 or 2025, if the federal funding approaches have changed, how will we even be competitive in getting money from the federal government? The final addition is, as part of that environment, looking at the future, what is happening around the world is private capital. This is not private, sometimes privatization, but more often private investments in certain projects are taking place to have something benefit a region. The key entity there also, a fellow from Booz Allen Hamilton in Herndon, Virginia, has had conversations with people in New York City about what we're talking about, and he said, the good news is nobody said they're not interested. He said, the challenge you have is, and it's the same question he has, who is the entity that we'll have to deal with? So what we're working towards is having these conversations and coming out with a strategy to say, look, for the future 15, 20 years, because all this will take a long time, is what kind of a structure is going to be in place, keeping in mind our geographic location, 100 miles north of the bottom end of Lake Michigan. So we're always going to be somewhat challenged. So how do we, the only answer we have is we really got to be efficient. And it's one of the great things about people who live in Milwaukee and come to Milwaukee and they learn it, it's great. It doesn't take long to do anything. Things are so convenient. So how do we build on that? But how do we include transportation so it supports all of these efforts so they too can be more profitable? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rafe. All right. We have a resolution and Supervisor Haas has been waiting, so I'm actually going to pass the gavel, ask Supervisor Bowen to recognize Supervisor Haas, and then we have a formal resolution before us.
Supervisor Haas.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you, committee members. Madam Chair, I would like, Mr. Chairman.
There you go.
My apologies, sir.
Thank you.
I was, Mr. Chairman, this morning I was looking forward to addressing the standing chairwoman of the committee. So I apologize for my lack of mental preparation on that regard.
No worries.
Good morning. Committee members, thank you for your time this morning. I would like to recognize the very good work that has been done by a lot of people in this room. I am partnering with our Economic Development Director, as well as our Transportation Director, on improving a number of our infrastructural assets here in the county. As you know, getting people to work requires both good transportation in the form of rail and roads. And by the way, I would like to remind the committee, yesterday we had a train derailment about a mile from my house on a very old, slow piece of line, rail line, near Clement Avenue in Bayview, the old industrial neighborhood of Bayview. So I'm very interested in seeing our rail upgraded fast. You know, fortunately, it was a wheat car, a grain car, not an oil car or a chemical car, because it derailed very slowly and not too much damage in a residential neighborhood. Again, we're very fortunate, and so I'm very interested in supporting that. Another thing we did recently, I invoked a 1914 Milwaukee County resolution that declared East Layton Avenue, connecting the city of Cudahy to the city of Milwaukee. At the time, it was through the old town of Lake.
declaring that as County Highway Y, which meant the state could come in and do work on it for us. We invoked that resolution, and the state came in and performed a diamond grinding on East Layton Avenue on the north side of the airport. The East Layton washboard, which if Supervisor Mayo was here, he'd be rolling his eyes, remembering me illustrating the washboardy nature of the road, has been smoothed out. It is now far, far better. But Madam Chair, Mr. Chairman, I apologize, Mr. Chairman. On that, I am interested in introducing my amendment to this current resolution. This would actually, this would directly fund a project of the Gateways by the Gateway Business Improvement District for the beautification of East Layton Avenue. This requires just a few thousand dollars, and the Gateway has been an excellent partner. And again, I thank them for for their tremendous effort and input on this. As I said, the road is now far smoother. It's far, far quieter than it has been in about 14 years. So my resolution, Mr. Chairman, will take the funding that was being provided to two groups and instead place it in the hands of Airport Gateway Business Improvement District number 40. And that will ensure that the Gateway bid gets $17,500 for their beautification project. This will play a tremendous role in helping revitalize the south side, East Layton Avenue, between my district and the standing chairwoman's district. This will make it look great. It will help the economic development in the area, and it will make the folks that have been living with that washboard for the past 14 years have a wonderful home. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move approval on this amendment.
Well, thank you, Supervisor Haas. You don't have the power to move approval. Somebody from the committee
Mr. Chairman.
We do have
my
several
apologies.
Committee members that would like
my
to speak. I would first go to Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. And you will see the resolution is a joint resolution by Supervisor Haas and myself, which is the reason I passed the gavel over. First of all, the two groups from which the money is being taken, it's not a comment about the worth of those groups. It's just the comment about the way this was being done. MMAC is truly a group that has been very much involved in lobbying and very much involved in the lobbying of the county executive's agenda, sometimes to the disadvantage of the legislative branch. I would suggest for next year's budget that that go back into the county executive's org unit, probably where it belongs. The M7 is a different animal, perhaps, and had that been strictly an M7 project in economic development, it probably would have fit better. But that was a real concern, the way it was done this year, especially since it was not identified during budget time. The Aerotropolis project, just a little background on that, the Aerotropolis actually grew out of a bid district, the Gateway bid district. Supervisor Haas and I had an opportunity to go to a meeting that was called by the bid district, and while they're very happy about Layton Avenue finally getting repaired, there is a, what is that middle section called?
Median.
Medians, thank you. Medians that are in very rough shape, and they would actually like to do some work on the medians, beautify the medians, and if we're really talking about economic development, this is an opportunity to take that monies and to do an economic development project. So, you know, the whole Transform Milwaukee project out of WIDA, of which I have had an opportunity to listen to, their main focus, based on the meeting that I attended, is to change governance of the airport. That may or may not be a good idea. I'm not going to comment on it. But again, it may be more useful at this point to be funding a real economic development project without getting into a lobbying debate with Transform Milwaukee and the whole issue around that. And so to take the two items out of this resolution that speak more to perhaps lobbying than to real economic development, Supervisor Haas and I are presenting this amendment, which will actually put $17,500 in the bid district for a real economic development project, which is what the original budget directive called for, economic development projects. Had we known this was going to be the intent of this kind of funding, I just suggest that it's more appropriate in the county executive's budget. It's a policy directive, and if it's going to come to this legislative body for policy directives, I think doing a good economic development project is where we're going to get the best bang for our buck. So I will move approval of this amendment, and then after the chair has had an opportunity to have debate, I hope as amended that we can then also move forward on the resolution. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Jarczyk. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I take it that the Airport Gateway Business Improvement District number 40 is attached to the Aerotropolis?
Well, the Aerotropolis grew out of the bid district. The Mr. Rave used to be the director of the Gateway bid as well as the Aerotropolis. It's now kind of spun off. His assistant, Jim Tarantino, is now the director of the bid district, and Mr. Rave is strictly involved with the Aerotropolis effort. So they originally grew up together. They've now in some way separated. The bid district continues to fund into the Aerotropolis, and I would suggest by doing an economic development project that benefits the bid, they were concerned about having to use all of their bid monies to do this median project. I think it actually does help both organizations.
Okay, well, that was basically my question. That was my first question. The other is, all these funds are in the Economic and Community Development Division. These funds are in this division?
That's correct.
Okay.
I would say that these are allocated towards membership and advertising purposes.
So they are?
Yeah, they're correct. I mean, the without all the details of what's being proposed here, it sounds like the amendment would fund an actual economic development infrastructure project. Mm-hmm. We'd have to talk with the comptroller's office about whether there would be a fund transfer needed for that purpose. I do have some other comments, Mr. Chair, when the time is appropriate.
Mr. Chair,
I will make sure I do
it's
that.
It's my understanding
still the
they
floor.
Can do
that.
Still, yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I know I mentioned earlier, even though the MMAC is the fiscal agent for M7, I asked my question, and I also understand that now the relationship am reinforced with respect to the relationship between the bid and Aerotropolis. So I'm finished. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Supervisor Johnson. Share any other committee members statements or Supervisor Taylor?
I'd like to hear from the administration what their thoughts are.
Yes.
Anyway, is anyone here from?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now that the committee has no more comments, go ahead, Director.
Thank you, Chair and Supervisors. This is the first time I've seen the amendment. It really changes two separate things on here. The one that concerns me the most is the reallocation of funding away from Milwaukee 7. And I understand that there may have been some confusion about the actual check being cut to MMAC and that language in the resolution. Milwaukee County is actually hosting the M7 next meeting this Thursday. We sent out invites to everybody. I hope that you can attend. We are excited about that hosting. It's where we're going to talk about exports for the region. Given that we rotate those meetings between all seven counties, we don't get to do this very often. We would embrace the conversation of continuing about how a county can be involved in the M7 conversation. It's really key for our department. We rely heavily on that department when we get calls about businesses that are interested in locating in Milwaukee County. They have recruiters in their office. We don't have staff to do that. They have access to data that we don't have, relationships that we don't have. We were one of the founding partners together with the other counties, and really critical for the economic success. So I certainly hope that you would not, particularly the week that we're hosting a conference for them, have that removed, because I think it sends a statement not just about funding, but our commitment to that effort. And I hope that there would be a longer conversation about our commitment to that effort if that decision is made. Regarding items around the airport, I gave an update to the Transportation Committee and to this committee about our involvement in the airport. We don't have our hands around all of the airport decisions yet. We've got our hands around the land that the airport owns. We talked about the economic development consultant that the airport hired that we've been talking with as well. Whether the money is $7,500 is better spent with a membership with Aerotropolis versus a membership with a bid, I'm not experienced enough to answer. I know that both of those entities are under the umbrella of the same association, and so maybe the funds go to the association instead. I would really default to some of the supervisors that have been more involved in that conversation. I think it's an important conversation to have, and so we look at these as regional planning efforts rather than direct infrastructure projects, and if there are regional efforts that we are not currently a part of that you think we should be involved with in a comprehensive way, we'd love to have that discussion.
Can I just ask a question? I don't know. I don't want to stray too far, but in the last couple weeks, I mean, so you want to be partners with the board. The administration is kind of what I'm hearing. We want to work together with us. So Supervisor Jurczyk and I were at the Park East press conference. I think took Mayor Baer to acknowledge just one of us being there. But these press releases come out, whether it's the Park East or I'm looking at one back in regarding the foreclosure crisis, the program for the administration. There's no mention of the board at all. I do recall that the board passed these types of things, but there's nothing. So when you talk about partnership, show us how you actually are, because frankly, you know, I'm more apt to support something like this if I felt that the administration was actually including us on some of these conversations, or at least acknowledging that there's different branches of government and we actually authorize this. You want to comment on those two? I mean, I know you're not the executive, and I've had this conversation with him, but I want to know, you're the one that's here. Or else if there was someone from upstairs, I'd probably ask them the same question, just for the record, because that's kind of doesn't how it appears.
Chairman and Supervisor, it's a fair comment. I will share it with the administration. When it comes to the events and economic development, we do want the supervisors to be a part of that conversation, whether it's the Park East event that occurred, or the M7 event that's happening this Thursday. At this point, that participation has been limited to invites from our department, and I would certainly embrace conversations about how our department can get supervised more involved in these conversations. And again, it's a fair comment, and I will certainly share it with the administration.
All right. Supervisor Taylor, anything else?
That's a typical response of we'll share it, but I mean, those are back-to-back days or two out of 3 days where, it's like, do we even exist? I know you can shake your head and that, but that's the reality. And so when I see something, and maybe one of the sponsors of the amendment can talk a little bit to the comments that were made regarding the lobbying efforts, because I think that maybe you could expand on that a little bit.
Mr. Chair,
Supervisor Jarcy.
I'd be happy to do that. The board, by statutory decree, is the policymaker for Milwaukee County. And I happen to agree with Supervisor Taylor. The county executive loses sight of that all the time. If we're going to call this funding economic development, then let's use it for economic development. But this is really, in my opinion, this was an attempt to have the county executive look like he was coming in with a very lean budget, as did the county board, certainly. We came in with a lean budget. But then to still, in a way, have his cake and eat it, too. It is very apparent MMAC has become a major lobbying organization for that position that the county executive has adopted without the policymakers directing it. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The M7 is doing good work. I'm more than willing to state that. But this is directing monies to the MMAC, which has become a lobbying organization for what Supervisor Broderick often calls the unelected board of this county, the Greater Milwaukee Committee. It's unfortunate. We do not communicate well with the county executive. When we were at the Parkies that Supervisor Taylor talked about, Mayor Barrett gets up there and introduces the alderman present, recognizing that he has a partnership with the Common Council as mayor to move policy forward. We have a county executive that seems to believe that he gets to direct the policy of the Greater Milwaukee Committee and the unelected policymakers that he speaks to, and constantly disregards the policymaking board. I would just say to him, next year, if you are truly going to want Milwaukee County Executive Office to belong to MMAC, put it in your budget. I'm willing to at least acknowledge that he's asked for the funds, and I think we can give him some deference with regard to memberships. But MMAC does not talk to the Economic Development Chairperson or this committee or the policymakers of this board in any sense. They've worked against the referendum on sales tax and now have an entirely different point of view, and I don't want to get into that discussion. But when it comes to policy directive, it is the board that is the policymaker. And I am very impressed with the talents that our economic development director brings to the department. But it's necessary sometimes to remind the economic development director that he's working for Milwaukee County. Because sometimes it seems the policy that goes forward is not that policy that the policymakers have directed. And that's why I talk about, are we supporting lobbying activities here? If that's the case, I'm taking the lobbying activities out and truly putting it in an economic development project that will do a lot of good for our airport and that whole region around the airport. That 7,500, which was directed to Aerotropolis, in effect is going to the original Gateway Bid District. I think they will be pleased with that, this project. And the reason MMAC is being taken out is largely because of the lobbying activities that are directly opposed to the policies of this board. So that's what this speaks to. And unfortunately, memberships have gotten involved with economic development projects. And that's because of the way the budget was built. So that's my response to Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. I'm going to go to Supervisor Schmidt as well.
I understand the comments being made, and I, you know, now we're putting one against another here. I thought it was directly stated that the MMAC's money with the check was going to be cut directly to M7. We've established that M7 is something that we should be in. So I don't think we should be apples and oranges here. I mean, if you don't like this, okay, fine. And out of respect to my colleagues, I mean, I understand about going to the airport, I mean, to help. I mean, I got washboards, too. When I'm River Park, we had to be closed down. There are other things that we can put money into and become development here. Hopefully logical and try to be unemotional looking at the facts here is that And I stated when Mr. Mascari was here, too, I think we need to be seed money in all these areas. I mean, we're going to be partners and expect to, you know, gain from these. And we need to be partners in all these areas. I think it's essential. And these are seed monies, I think, that we should not be messing with. It was stated that the 10,000 is going for M7. We said M7's good. So, you know, the lobbying in this is, you know, we've been hurt by it, but, you know, it's reality. We got to move on, and we got to think more in terms of what's best interest of Milwaukee County. That's what just always the best interest of our board that's being slammed, but that's the way it is. I think those money should be go to these. I mean, I think a sewer pack. I think of other things that we put money in, pro rata, you know, Milwaukee County. If we're really going to be partners, we have to put some money in so we can be part of all this. And I think there's, you know, the business district, you know, we'll get some of that money, or if we want to put something else in, we're going to look at spending in these different areas. And all of a sudden, I'm thrown in a situation here. I should support my colleagues, of course. This is a good project, but, you know, I have to have more global here. And like I said, with the sewer pack examples, other examples here, I'm uncomfortable with making a quick decision, taking monies away, and all of a sudden on the split second here that, well, I've made my comments. I'm done. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Smith. Director Smith.
Just a few points. I just want to reiterate, as I said before, in our the Milwaukee 7 contribution was in the economic development budget for 2013. We carried forward into our budget again. I don't know, prior to 2013, we'd have to research that issue. If we're serious about our continuing effort in Milwaukee 7 and having a voice at the table and access to those resources, certainly if there was an amendment to change, you know, to make it specific that we're joining Milwaukee 7 or whatever the case may be, again, MMAC is the fiscal agent. So this is not a membership in joining MMAC. It's joining Milwaukee 7. The fiscal agent has to be MMAC, and they provide a lot of critical resources to us. I think if this would send a terrible signal that we're not interested in being part of Milwaukee 7, which I don't think is the intent, but certainly the way it's going to be picked up. And if that's the case, let's have a full committee meeting about Milwaukee 7 and the extreme benefits that it provides. And I hope all of you can come to the meeting on Thursday so you can see the really powerful network that is there to get access to jobs, not just in our county, but in the 7-county area.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Haas, I know you had your hand up as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, in short, this bill, or this amendment, I'm sorry, would provide some direct funding of a really great project that will benefit the whole economic picture here. Mitchell Field, if, you know, remind you, it's an international airport. In fact, my daughter is going to be flying back from Toronto on Wednesday. So that's our internationals. We have a reach well beyond this county. My father-in-law is a frequent traveler, drives up from Lake County, Illinois, because Mitchell Field is cheaper, easier, smoother in every regard than O'Hare, or Midway, for that matter. The Gateway has been, and their staff has been, vital to the East Layton redevelopment project. It's what I call the curb appeal. It's the curb appeal for Milwaukee. Mitchell Field is our gateway, literally. It's our gateway to Milwaukee. It's a great place on a great lake, sorry. This will help it look even greater. The road will be smooth. It will look fantastic. And people coming here will see it, and instead of being distracted by this god-awful road, they'll think, wow, this looks great. We got to be here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Haas. Supervisor.
Well, I hear the director talk about have a full discussion in that. I don't need to go to M7 meeting on Thursday. I got a full calendar. I think we have finance committee. Is that
that's right. Juneteenth day.
Yeah, that's right. Thursday. So that's just not going to work. Right. Yeah, I'm doing that. That's right. It's my calendar. So what I'd be willing to do, because I mean I'm leaning on supporting this, but if we're going to have a true discussion, I don't know if it can happen here. I'd like to hear from the administration, not, you know, itself, the county exec. I think we should have a discussion. I'd support laying this over to the next meeting, and then I see you're shaking your head, but I'm serious about this. Yeah. and seeing if we are going to, because this is, you know, we have this issue down here. It's just very frustrating. We have the exec and we have the board, and, you know, and there's lack of communication, and we don't feel like partners in that. And frankly, I think he has to be a part of the conversation as well, or his actually administration, that office, not you as the director. We're talking that office, someone from that office. Who's in charge besides him? Raises an interim, or I don't know. But I'd be willing to lay it over to actually have that conversation so that we know what's going on. Because, frankly, I agree with some of the lobbying that maybe has gone on. And if this is for economic development, maybe it should really be put, you know, the way this amendment is laid out. I understand, you know, we'd be pulling money out from underneath organizations, and maybe that's not fair, but that's the world that we live in. Not everything's fair. So I think I'd be willing to actually have that open dialogue, because, you know, when we show up to things and it's like we don't even exist, you know, maybe it's because the mayor is really a politician and the county executive is not, and he is okay with that. But frankly, you know, if this doesn't get laid over, then I would probably lean on actually supporting it. Because the frustration level, at least for me, is continues to rise. The lack of communication and the lack of really a partnership. The press releases go out, and you would think that there is no legislative branch. That's a problem. So I'll make a motion for layover to the next meeting. Next meeting in July. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We do have a motion, Madam Clerk. And that's also Supervisor Johnson. Supervisor Johnson, do you still want to speak on the layover?
With respect to the layover, even though Supervisor Taylor had introduced the concept of the layover, I was going to say that I understand what the two authors of the amendment are doing, but on the other hand, it troubles me in as much as Director Whaley Smith has indicated that there is a meeting hosted by Milwaukee County this week. So I guess for that reason, I would have to I'd have to support the layover, just for that reason. I mean, if it weren't for that, then I would go one way or the other, but I don't want to impose countywide embarrassment to an economic development organization that's supposed to be working for all the citizens, or most of the citizens of the region, who need economic development growth. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Johnson. Looks like there are no more comments. And Madam Clerk, go ahead and call the roll on layover.
Supervisors Jurczyk.
No.
Schmidt.
Yes. Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
No.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay over item 6 for one meeting prevails.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I'll turn the gavel back over to our original chair.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
And Clerk, please call item